It's whether or not, let's see, if whether or not the subcontract to Colleen has been finalized yet.
Okay.
Because it really needs to get done. It's, you know, been a year, and
Hey, Ed.
Someone's underwater.
I'm actually at the Apple store rescuing my hard drive, so I'm going to mute and speak when needed.
Okay, your hard drive crashed?
It did.
Devastating.
It may be rescuable here, which is why I'm camping out. So I'm going to put myself on mute so you can hear.
All right. And someone else?
Elizabeth.
Bill Barnett.
Hey, Bill.
Elizabeth Stahl.
Elizabeth.
Hey, Ann.
Okay. Sarah's probably not going to be able to join us. Bill May. Or we didn't hear back. Ken Jones, we didn't hear anything from. And Tina, we didn't hear anything from. And
I'm on.
Oh, Tina's here. Hi, Tina.
Hi. I don't think Ken's going to be able to join the call.
Okay. And Elizabeth Moore? Okay. Well, there goes all my questions. Can't be dealt with today. All right. All right, let's get this moving along, try to keep it short. We sent out a very brief agenda for today's meeting, and I just wanted to get people's impressions of the last CFAS meeting and the way it was set up with having the overlapping day. I thought, in my opinion, I thought it went pretty well, and that we got a lot accomplished and some potentially new ideas and interactions. And I don't know whether I'm biased or what, but so if people have any ideas about the meeting, I would appreciate them. Either now or you can email me. Oh, nothing?
I thought it was a great meeting.
I liked it. Ed, I liked it too, and I the only comment I would have is whether the overlapping period of time was long enough.
Yeah, that was necessitated by the past meeting.
Right.
I think that we'll try to do let me know what you think of this idea. Kathy Sulik has offered to host this meeting in January at Chapel Hill in North Carolina.
Right.
I was thinking of starting the meeting, like the clinical meeting, at 12 noon on one day so that people from the East Coast could simply fly in that day, and have that day devoted to the clinical projects, have the next day devoted to the combined projects, and then have the third day, basically the basic science project, finish up around 1 or 2 o'clock, and then people could get out and go home.
That sounds good.
That sound reasonable?
Yeah.
I have to just see how many people would really be coming from the East Coast, but maybe we could be familiar. I think most of them are out here on the West Coast, so people have to fly in the day before, so we could even probably start that earlier. But Bill will be sending out next week inquiries about the availability of times in January for the next physical meeting. Bill, I believe the database is now, the dysmorphology database is final.
Yes, I understand it's up and running now.
Christina, do you know anything more about that?
Yeah, I don't. I'm not the best person to ask, other than to say that the corrected database was, as I understand it, was sent, and there were some questions about data sets that had been pulled off previously, and discrepancies, and Leela has been addressing them one by one. But my understanding is that the database in a format that can be used has been uploaded and is ready to go.
Okay. The only other unfinished from the meeting then is whether the alcohol use questionnaire that's getting into the central repository, the database and the questionnaire. And either Tina or Bill, do you know anything about that?
I don't.
There was some chatter between Leela and Helen, who's developing that input tool, and the last thing I had were just a couple last questions from Leela on it, but I didn't get a confirmation that that had actually been, you know, totally tied up. So I'm afraid I can't be authoritative on that.
Yeah, Bill, I think what Leela and Helen are working on is trying to fix some of the calculations that are in the alcohol control database. There's a couple of tables that involve automatic calculations that are, some of the assumptions need to be corrected. And this, what Ed's talking about is the alcohol use questionnaire that goes with the all the other projects, the one that Sarah developed. And I don't know what the status of that is.
And I'm sorry, I don't have any update on that. I can give you right now. I apologize.
Okay, someone else just joined us.
It's Claire, Ed.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
Hard to say.
You officially moved out of the Marcus Institute.
No, I'm still in it. I'm not sitting in it, but I have an office in it. It's just the official Marcus Institute has been sold to somebody else.
Okay.
And who knows what they're doing.
Okay. There are a couple of other issues that I think that have been dealt with pretty much over email, but just to fill everybody else in. We have been asked from the new editor of Birth Defects Research whether we would be interested in whether we had enough material to put together a special issue of the journal with data from CFAS. And they want about 6 to 8 papers, and I think Tina has basically taken charge of that and has gotten a reasonable response about it. Tina, any update questions?
Yeah.
People?
Yeah, so Diana Gerloff is the new editor, and she was interested, and Wiley Blackwell was interested in entertaining some theme issues, and so alcohol was one that came up, so the suggestion was made that we would be able to fairly easily put together a cohesive issue, and so I did get, after Ed suggested we contact the investigators, we got quite a few responses. I think there were 10 or 11 people who said that they would be willing to and thought that they would have something that would be of interest to include. So I compiled all those and sent them to Diana. She's been on vacation. I think she's getting back this week. And she said that she would review them when she got back, and then we would go from there. So I don't know what – I can't say for sure whether she'll say, yeah, we'll take this as a package, but at least we proposed it, and it, to me it seems like a really reasonable thing to do.
Okay. The other thing is that I was asked by Jan Lutke. Some of you may know her. She chairs a meeting that runs every year, every other year, in Victoria, British Columbia. And they have an international conference on FASD. They're going to do another one next March of 2009, from the 11th to the 14th, on integrating research policies and problems and practices in the world.
Can you say that louder? You have a lot of static in your phone. I can't hear you.
Yeah, there's Jan Lutke. We've been asked if we want to send a half-day session at the third international conference on FASD, which this year is focusing on integrating research policy and promising practices around the world, March 11th to the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us did this about 2 years ago in Victoria as well, and it was a very well-attended meeting. People from all over the world were there, and I sent out an email to the clinical investigators asking if they would be interested. and participate. I guess I sent it out to every investigator, asking if they would be interested. And I got a reasonable number of responses back. I told her that we would be willing to do it, and I have not heard back from her, and it's been about a week. So I will get back in touch with her, find out how many people she wants, how much time we have. And they were particularly interested in the informatics for participating, and how these data might become available and when they might become available to other investigators.
After they're collected.
Right. So, but I think they're interested in the informatics part. They suggested even a 90-minute session devoted to informatics, and I think that may be a little much, but I think we can accommodate some of their wishes.
So do you have any – well, we'd be happy to participate in that, of course, and I know some of the data dictionary stuff we did I think was really valuable at least. So I think the cross-query stuff, you know, we can certainly develop that as we start to be able to really do them. So I think we can potentially, you know, contribute to that.
Okay. Yeah, I volunteered you anyway, Bill, so.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
All right. I sent out an email the other day. I've been invited to a joint meeting of NIAAA and INSERM. INSERM is basically the French equivalent to the IH, and to do a presentation on the CFAS. And so I've asked people to send me PowerPoint slides showing the major accomplishments. And I'm not as interested in the methodologies or what was done or the specifics. I'm more interested in showing the value of doing this type of research and what has come out of it in terms of clinical application. This may, down the road, lead to some possible joint ventures with French scientists or the addition of populations in France that we might be able to study. And as I mentioned in the agenda, Dr. Lee is going to be at the meeting, so it might be a good chance to try to impress NIAAA staff about what we have managed to do. The only other thing are the potential or possible updates that individuals have on their various projects. I got one from Sarah. Sarah says that four of the six sites in the neurobehavioral project have started to collect data. Atlanta has now got their subcontract, and that was delayed because of the transition between the institutes. But hopefully that's moving forward. And Claire, do you have any information on that?
Yes, actually. We have hired a tester and are training her to meet Sarah's requirements. We've identified a number of potential participants and have had lots of people volunteer. I need to talk with Ken, I think, to figure out how to have them and look at them before we test them, or have somebody look at them before we test them. But, yeah, it's moving along.
Okay. Elizabeth, do you have anything that you want to bring up, Sal?
Progress. We at UCLA are in the midst of a transition to a new scanner, so we're kind of shifting over our protocol. And I think that you're there in San Diego there. I think we're just about ready to start scanning, right?
Yeah,
I mean, I've been working with your team.
We got our mock scanner up.
Yep.
It's functioning in another week. And,
mm-hmm. And then South Africa, I think they're still not ready.
Either Tatiana or Elizabeth Moore are on.
Somewhere around.
We can't get interested on those. Ken Jones in the Dysmorphology has been working with Tatiana and Elizabeth Moore in trying to polarity between the 3D photos and diagnosis. data look interesting. There's a little bit of difference between what Ken Jones sees on the photos and what on the photos. But it looks like it might be a reasonable approach as a telemedicine technique to decide who needs a referral. I'll come out of that by the end of August is kind of when the deadline has been. Tina, do you have anything that you need to add?
No, but I should add that Claire is reviewing the testers' practice testing sessions from Ukraine. That we've gotten them all of their glassware and their vitamins and everything, so they're all set to go. And we had some difficulty getting the vitamins and the reagent needed to do the choline analysis into Russia, but actually CRDF for once actually came through and is doing the importing for us. So that problem is solved. I had a question about the 3D imaging. If you guys think that there's anything that's ready for presentation, I have to do that hour and a half session at that Budapest conference at the end of August, and half of it is going to be the woman from Oklahoma who's doing the educational intervention in St. Petersburg, and the other half is on what we're doing in Eastern Europe on CIFASD. So, and it's supposed to have clinical relevance. So if you think, Tatiana and Elizabeth, if you think there's anything to be said about the telemedicine approach and you think it would be okay to talk about it, it would be an ideal setting.
Right. When is that?
It's the meeting is August 26th through the 30th.
Okay.
Elizabeth Moore, is that you?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't think you were on.
That's okay.
So I think that anything there in that data that I saw that...
I don't know. Lee and I are doing some things. We're also looking at using Athlete, the software program that seems to come up with that.
They are to say that someone has characteristics associated with FAS.
Hello?
Elizabeth Moore, can you update us on the project?
There's a lot of interference right now.
Yeah,
it's hard to hear.
I can't hear Elizabeth Moore at all.
If anyone's on speaker that has background noise, maybe hit mute.
Yeah. All right. Elizabeth Moore?
Yes.
Do you have an update on the project?
Well, we're still working on it, and we're bringing in the Calvever fissure link to look at difference between what was measured on the image and what was measured directly, and seeing what effects that has. And we're also taking the images into the Astley software program and doing the looking at, her program, the outline of the lips, and it gives you the score. And we're seeing how well that lines up to the scores that Luther was giving and the scores that Ken gave, because those are where the biggest differences are.
Right.
So we're just trying to see which one, if is one better than the other, by that method. So we don't know. We're hoping to see if we can get something out of it. But what we just know now is that Luther's a lot more conservative in putting the no FAS in the deferred, and Ken's a lot more conservative in putting the FAS into the deferred. So they're sort of doing, Ken's, really strong on saying which kids are no FAS, and Luther's very strong on saying which kids are FAS. So maybe if you put them together, they would be good.
Yeah. Well, that's it's a big discrepancy. So
yeah.
That's the problem right now.
Right. So we're just trying to – Leah just got back to work because her husband had been in the hospital, So hopefully now as she gets back and gets caught up, we'll be able to do a little bit more.
Okay. Carl, you have any updates?
No, we haven't seen any new samples, so
okay.
No updates.
All right, any other issues or business? Wendy, do you have
No, we've got a number of kids lined up to do
tests. I can't talk to my
now, so that's good.
I'm sorry, Wendy, I just got interrupted for a second.
That's okay. I said we've got a number of kids lined up in New Mexico now for Sarah's testing, so we're getting going on that.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Any other new business?
Don't think so.
Well, this is Elizabeth Moore. I just thought I'd tell you that I was down on measuring sheep. So so we're relating that with the facial imaging. So I was down with CUD and going to be meeting with Fong and to then link that up with the mice.
Okay. All righty. Well, are there any other new business that we need to talk about? Anything from NIAAA?
No, we have nothing new.
Okay. All right, well. All right, well, that's it from here then.
Oops, this is Jill really quick. If everyone who's a PI could send me their new notice of grant awards when they get them on email, that'd be great.
Okay.
Yeah, they should be coming out soon. If you can send me those PowerPoint slides, I would appreciate it as well for that French meeting. All right, so I can show off us off in a very good light. All right?
Sounds
well, take
good.
Care and have a great day. Carl, go enjoy your champagne. All right. I will try to have my margarita in a little while. I still got some little work to do. And have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank
you.
Too.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye.